Weekends are different, so is Monitor. An indisputable statement of fact. Yeah, I'm absolutely positive the accent is on the second syllable. But just on the off chance that someone might be in a disputatious mood, and there is such a word as that, just in case, I'll toss a few clinching arguments your way. What could be more different than to hear in the space of less than half an hour Joe Garagiola, Harry Belafonte, Barbara Streisand, Christmas shopping tips, and you got enough? Well, we've got more. Oh, you're convinced. Okay, good. I'm Gene Rayburn. Here's one of the more, Jack Jones with Love Bug.
Well, I was ruling the roost and I had all the chicks to myself. And then suddenly it happened, a funny little feeling I felt. Yeah, I tried to outrun it, but it finally caught up to me. But how can I run something that I can't see? Oh, that little bitty teeny weeny thing they call the love bug. Nobody's ever seen it, but it's got the whole world shook up. It all started with a little bitty kiss and a hug. A little bitty teeny weeny thing they call the love bug. That race by a good old country mile. I was walking all around with my head held way up high. And then it fooled me, hit me, really took me by surprise. Oh, that little bitty teeny weeny thing they call love bug. Nobody's ever seen it, but it's got the whole world shook up. It all started with a little bitty kiss and a hug. A little bitty teeny weeny thing they call a love bug. Little bitty teeny weeny thing they call a love bug.
And remember, speaking of love this Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5. Something special now is Monitor's Joe Garagiola interviews the author of a new autobiography, a Mr. Abraham Kalish.
Mr. Kalish, I enjoyed reading your book. It's most interesting and provocative. How'd you ever come to write it?
Well, Joe, I'll tell you. For 50 years, I've been trying to find out just what it is that people should like to bring out and explain the various ways of nature that they have to throw in. And so with Alexander Rose, who's a very fine thrower at his own place, we decided to write a book not only to tell about three, but to also have a new prize.
Is that right?
Yes, and then we tried very hard, but there was no thrill, so we made a team.
Folks, I don't think we can keep up the fiction too much longer, because Abraham Kalish, as you guessed it, is the famous dean of Double Talk, Al Kelly. And the book we're talking about is Al's biography, is Unscrambled by Alexander Rose, and what a job that must have been. Al, how long have you been putting people on with your Double Talk?
Well, I would say, Joe, this is a little bit over 40 years, when I started it purely by accident. And I didn't call it Double Talk in those days, it was just that I scrambled up some words.
How did it get started?
Well, it started, we were going up to the mountain, the summer resorts in those days. It took about 10 to 12 hours instead of the usual 2 hours that you do it today. I was going up there with Lou Parker and three other boys. And it was got about 8 o'clock at night and got very dark, and we got lost. A state trooper came by, and I said to him, pardon me, but we're going to Law House. We have a baby trying to find out what they. He said, wait a minute, I'll look in the book. And I didn't mean anything. It's just that I mixed myself up, not meaning at all. The guy started to laugh. I said, hey, fellas, cut it out. He might think I'm kidding him and like, let me have it. He said, all right, where are you going? I said, we're going to Law House. We have a baby. He said, why don't you say so in the first place? I said, I had no price. I said, when I got to the hotel, of course, the boy said, hey, you should have seen what Al did with the trooper. It was very funny. And that gave me the idea of starting this.
Hey, listen, you did something to Happy Chandler one day when he was commissioner.
Yeah, Joe, I think you've heard it so many times. We've been on so many dinners that we've done. Well, this is the truth, you know, as you very well know.
Yeah.
I was introduced to former baseball commissioner. See, I'm mixing myself up right now.
Yeah, but you can't tell the difference.
Yeah, that's the trouble.
You talk like a prescription. That, you know, when you try to read a prescription, that's how you talk, it looks like.
Isn't that good? Because then we have a vested momentation. I don't know who you are. Now, listen, anyway... Joe, I was introduced to the former baseball commissioner by the late Colonel Henschel of the Buller Watch Company as a member of the borough president's office in Brooklyn when Leo DeRocher came back as manager of the Dodgers. So after the introduction, the commissioner said, what can I do for you? I said, Commissioner, we in Brooklyn are great fans. And since DeRosa is back as manager, we have in the parade ground a very big day where the entire borough would like to find not only the three, but to ask you how the play performed. So he said to me, it's a little noisy, I'll close the window. And he did. He turned around, he shut the window, came back to me and said, I didn't quite get what you said. I said, well, all I want to say that we have a program made for a Tillman. He said, would you mind? I said, I still don't get you. I said, well, let me put it to you this way, Commissioner. We would like to know from you, if you will give us permission to stage a very big try, it'll be our responsibility to take them. Otherwise, all of it doesn't play because we have our right for changing them. Ricky and the players have a problem. And he stopped. He said, I'll tell you what to do, young man. He said, will you please write me a letter about it?
What about the time that they talk about you with the doctors when...
Joe. I was introduced as a doctor who has his own sanitarium in Des Moines. And, of course, you know, Joe, I always start off legitimately, and I said, well, gentlemen, I'm very honored to be here, but I would like to say this, that I have experimented a great deal in my sanitarium with many patients, and I found that by injecting the crown to the traces of softman, everything has to be destroyed and the patient must be brought into a new private cell. And you know what bothered me? Some of the doctors were agreeing with me.
What about the time you explained American foreign policy at President Truman's 75th birthday party?
Well, that was really at the Face the Nation with Spivak. And I was introduced as a Harvard professor, Professor Finster. And I began to talk about the present conditions in the Far East and so on and so forth. And Miss May Craig, you know, she was on the panel, and she asked me a question about the Far East. And I gave her, I said, there's always a reason that we know the Arabian situation and the fly was saying. And she said to me, you know, you're evading the issue.
How about when you go to a restaurant?
I was in a restaurant with Gleason. I tell that incident. I was in a restaurant with Gleason. It was at the Chores. And the waiter came over and Gleason winked to me, so I knew he wanted me to give the waiter the order. And I said, waiter, will you bring me a plate of crown with top and potato and a plate for tea without a frame? And the waiter looked at me and said, I'll take your order in a few minutes. And he didn't know what I wanted, but he figured he'll get the order from Jackie and then come back to me. Perhaps he'd know. And he said to Jackie, said, I beg your pardon, what will you have? Jackie said, give me the same thing he ordered.
Well, Al, you've got a wonderful book, Al Kelly's Double Life, Unscrambled by Alexander Rose. What's the nicest thing you can say about your book?
Well, I don't want to talk about my own book. All I say is this, that it takes in 50 years of my life, that it has very wonderful incidents that could appeal to almost anybody who would read it.
How about a review on your book for me?
I say...
I'm talk like you.
All right. I'm afraid you talk almost as bad as I do, Joe. I would say that this book, if it's read and bought and found a place, will bring to the people not only a fell, but definitely size, which I know is a pen.
I certainly feel the same way. And one of the listeners, the book's called Al Kelly's Double Life, Unscrambled by Alexander Rose. And I've enjoyed talking to you about it, Al.
Thank you, so did I, Joe.
And this is Joe Garagiola from Monitor.
Al Kelly is heard from time to time on Monitor, but Joe Garagiola is heard throughout every weekend as well as weekdays on NBC Radio. Right now, we're all on the Monitor Beacon.
She senses your presence before you speak a word. It's something about you that excites her. Perhaps the Jade East you use. Jade East. Aftershave and cologne. Worlds apart from the ordinary. The perfect gift for men. And if she doesn't give it to you, get it yourself. Jade East. Exhilarating. Another fine product brought to you by Swank.
Talk sports with Bill Mazur afternoons on The Conversation Station, WNBC AM and FM, New York.
Gene Rayburn with Monitor. Right now, let's join Al Tayola's orchestra walking down the line.
Hop, two, three, four. Hop, two, three.
Thank you. Now remember this. This Christmas is every Christmas. Every woman alive wants Chanel number 5. You got that? Okay, then on we go. And next, it's Monitor on stage. Monitor on stage. Star performances recorded live at leading theaters, nightclubs, and concert halls throughout the world. At the Greek Theater on a hillside outside Los Angeles, California. Harry Belafonte.
I remember the kind of September when life was slow and oh so mellow. Try to remember the kind of September when grass was green and gray was yellow. Try to remember the kind of September when you were young and a callow fellow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow. Try to remember when life was so tender that no one wept except the willows. Try to remember when life was so tender that dreams were kept beside your pillow. Try to remember when life was so tender, when love was an ember about to billow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow. Deep in December, it's nice to remember. Although you know the snow follows. Deep in December, it's nice to remember. Without a hurt, the heart is hollow. Deep in December, it's nice to remember. I am September that made you mellow. Deep in December, our hearts should remember and follow.
Harry Belafonte in Monitor on Stage. From the Monitor Christmas Gift Guide, a few suggestions for the person on your list who's an avid gardener. You remember her, avid gardener? Let's see now. There are things like gardening gloves. There's those big, floppy-brimmed hats. I think you'd look divine in that, my dear. That's to keep the sun off when the growing season arrives. And there are pruning shears, flower clippers, baskets to hold cut flowers or homegrown vegetables, books on gardening. You can give them anything, but they'll have to provide their own green thumbs. Right now, Monitor gives the green light to Barbara Streisand, who produces a secondhand rose.
Father has a business, strictly secondhand. everything from toothpicks to a baby grand. Stuff in our apartment came from Father's store, even clothes I'm wearing someone wore before. It's no wonder that I feel abused. I never get a thing that ain't been used. I'm wearing second-hand hats, second-hand clothes. That's why they call me Second-Hand Rose. Even our piano in the parlor, Daddy bought for 10 cents on the dollar. Second-hand pearls I'm wearing, second-hand pearls. I never get a single thing that's new. He's the man I adore. He had the nerve to tell me he's been married before. Everyone knows that I'm just a second-hand rose from Second Avenue. Second Avenue.
Now, Monitor Sports. The Green Bay Bobcats are currently in Europe on a 7-game ice hockey tour that includes 3 games in Russia. The selection of Green Bay marks a change in American policy because a club team rather than an all-star squad is representing the United States. Shortly before the Bobcats embarked for Europe, Monitor reporter John Henry of station KOA Denver spoke to U.S. amateur hockey team coach Vic Heiliger.
Actually, Vic, this is more or less a tryout for these Green Bay members for that world team.
That's exactly right. This first trip is more or less of a trial basis situation, and we're playing mostly club teams over there rather than the Russian national team, but there'll be real top Russian teams, every one of them.
And I assume this will give you the experience of playing on foreign ice against their style of play.
Yeah, exactly. We'll do that, and that's what we're very anxious to see more of is the Russian style of play, the type of training periods that they have over there, their program, and also the young hockey they have, the way these boys are coming up through the ranks to make their top national team.
I think without a doubt one of the big thrills in the 1960 Olympic Games was the performance of the United States hockey team. Do you foresee that we'll have a chance to get back in that same position again, Vic?
I don't think there's any possibility of us being at the top this year. I think we can do better. As you know, the U.S. team has only finished 6th and 7th in the past 2 years in the Worlds and the Olympics at Innsbruck. But we have a long-range program coming up, a lot of work to do to organize this team and to really make it a team that would give us a great representative team in the World Tournament and also Olympics that will be coming up in several years.
Now, when you meet in Minneapolis for your 3 weeks of training to get ready for the World Tournament, will you go directly from this training camp to the World Championships, or will you play some more exhibition games, as it were?
Yes, we'll play some more exhibition games. We're going to play 3 games in Switzerland on the way to Yugoslavia, and when we get into Yugoslavia, we'll also play 3 games before we start the World Tournament March 3rd to 13th.
Now, will you have an opportunity to scout some of these foreign national teams when they come here for the four-nation tournament at the Broadmoor in December?
This tournament at the Broadmoor, John, I would say is going to be a great asset to us because it'll give us a great chance to look over the personnel of these 4 various teams that will be playing in the World Tournament. These are what you would call the national team representatives of Canada, Sweden, Czechoslovakia, and Russia. So with that week of hockey play down at the Broadmoor, we're going to have a chance to take a lot of notes and do a lot of scouting and actually see the type of competition we're going to be up against at the World Tournament in Yugoslavia.
Vic, would you say that your training camp in Minneapolis would be the start of a drive to put us in the hockey world comparable to the drive Bob Beatty and the Ski People have had underway for a couple of years?
I would say not this year, John, for this reason. We're only going to have a training camp of about 3 weeks before we embark for Europe. The Canadian team has played 32 exhibition games already, so you can see the tremendous start that they have had. But we feel that in another year we're going to have this organized well enough so that we can start out and have these boys real early and do a terrific job in the training program.
When you get into the area of international competition, you just about have to do this, don't you, Vic?
You certainly do, because, John, this international hockey today is just as good as, I would say, professional hockey in the United States. The only thing that this international flavor of hockey lacks is the body-checking type of game that the pros play. But you'll see when the Czechs, the Russians, Swedes, Canada play, every bit as good of passing, shooting, skating will be in this type of hockey that you'll see in the National Hockey League.
Well, thank you very much, Vic Heiliger, the coach of the United States amateur hockey team. This is John Henry in Denver, reporting for Monitor Sports.
Now from the National Automobile Dealers Association, which lists among its main objectives driver safety. NADA joins with many groups, such as the Auto Industries Highway Safety Committee, in campaigning for safety on street and highway, and they ask you to do your share by driving with courtesy, care, and common sense. A good idea. This is Gene Rayburn, and if you'll stay where you are, we'll share the latest NBC Monitor news in just a minute.
While Gemini 7 continues its 14-day flight, Gemini 6 prepares for launching tomorrow. Coverage starting at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on NBC Radio and Television.